Teenagers who assaulted Big Boss Doge staffer avoid jail, get probation. By Lowell Coffee Law on October 15, 2025. Two of the teens who assaulted former Doge staffer Edward Big Boss Corestine, resulting in the graphic police photo that hastened President Donald Trump's crackdown on Washington, D.C. crime, have avoided incarceration and been put on probation. The boy and girl, both 15, and both from Hyattsville, Maryland, were sentenced Tuesday in connection with the savage attack on the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, high-tech worker on a D.C. street on August 3, according to VusaNine. A juvenile court judge gave the boy 12 months probation and allowed him to return home under strict house arrest. The girl received 9 months probation and was remanded to a local youth shelter. Both teens had pleaded guilty to simple assault. Both now have avoided potentially tougher punishment. In federal juvenile prosecutions, if they are not tried as adults, minors convicted of serious crimes can be held in jail-like lockups until they're 21. As is the typical practice in juvenile courts with minors, VusaNine agreed not to report their names. "I hope you can figure things out and be ready for the consequences," Corestine reportedly told the defendants via video link before the sentencing. He also thanked the courts and the Metropolitan Police Department for their work in bringing the pair to justice. Corestine, 19, took the beating in the process of protecting his female companion during an attempted 3 a.m. carjacking on a D.C. street. At the time, he reported that approximately 10 people took part in the attack. The other assailants are still at large. The attack left Corestine with a concussion and a broken nose. It ignited outrage 2 days later after President Donald Trump posted the police photo of a shirtless and bloodied Corestine in the aftermath of the assault. In the same Truth Social post, the president threatened to federalize the nation's capital if crime continued to flourish in the district. Not a half dozen days later, on August 11, he issued an executive order declaring a crime emergency and putting the police under control of the federal government. The D.C. crackdown has resulted in nearly 4,000 arrests and seized more than 360 illegal guns, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi reported earlier this month. On a recent appearance on Fox News's show Jesse Waters Primetime, Corestine gave a detailed account of the attack. "As we get to the car and she begins to fumble for the keys, they begin to shout at us, and really quickly I knew something was really off about this situation. So she unlocks the car, I rush her into the driving seat. I close the door behind her and she's able to lock the doors. Right as I turn around, they're right up on me, just a few feet away. They slammed me against the car and started throwing a bunch of punches. I keep my hands up. I'm getting a lot of punches here and I'm just trying to protect my head the best way that I can." Corestine earned the nickname Big Boss during a high school math class. He decided to own it, using it on his LinkedIn profile and as an online handle. Elon Musk spotted the programmer when he interned at Neuralink, Musk's brain-computer interface company, eventually bringing him aboard Doge, tasked with cutting the fat out of the federal government. Corestine left Doge in June but was then hired by the Social Security Administration, where he is reportedly focusing on improving the functionality of the agency's website and other ways to increase efficiency. Contributor Lowell Coffee is the author of the New York Times bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffee.com for more.